got an uncle, his name is Hank, and he runs a bait store along the banks of Lake Superior in Michigan, and I'm packing now to go see him again. Hank had a gal, her name was Marie, a real nature gal, she loved rivers and trees. Hank said one day she'll be my wife, but last year Marie left Hank in his life. Marie told Hank, now I need a mate, not a lakeshore dude who's a master of bait. I've had it to hear with your fishtails and talk, and that's why now I'm heading back to Arkansas. And then strangely and unfortunately, Hank developed something I'd never seen. And it's acting like some bad voodoo hex. It was the Lake Superior inferiority complex. Well, Hank had himself an LSIC, and it gripped him real bad from his head to his knees. And every time he thought of Marie, he said, won't you come back to me? Yeah, 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 won't you come back to me? Hank had symptoms, some were bizarre. He talked to himself for 3 days in his car. He went ice fishing with a blonde mannequin and gave her a name, it was Miss Eskimo Quinn. And Hank had himself an LSIC, and it gripped him real bad from his head to his knees. And every time he thought of Marie, he said, won't you come back to me? Yeah, yeah, won't you come back to me? Well, spring came along, Hank was improved. He met a new gal, she got him back in the groove. Her name was Yvonne, she had red hair and eyes as blue as Lake Superior skies. Yvonne was the life coach from San Francisco, and she taught Hank the art of letting go. Hank closed his bait store for 2 weeks or three, and one day he said, Yvonne, I'm free. Oh. Well, Hank had himself an LSIC, and it gripped him real bad from his head to his knees. After Yvonne taught him a new way to be, he said, now I believe in me. Oh yeah, 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 I believe in me.